Matt Gaino? Newborn. Her mother is tuning her out. The little girl is talking to the back of the seat in front of her. I'm staring at them, and her mother says, "She does this all the time. Everywhere." She doesn't know I'm listening. Everyone is wearing earbuds or lost in the distance of their iPhones. She's telling an origin story, unfolding it on the spot, improvising reverse origami. Her voice contracts and expands with the narrative. I can tell she's only 7 by the way she pronounces beauty. It's obvious. She conjures it. All the time. Everywhere. We're on the bus, the number 2 downtown, and this story is 8 blocks long. There is a cedar chest nestled in the breast pocket of an old closet in the back corner of a mothy attic. The closet is unlocked. The chest has broken hinges and a heavy lid. The chest is filled with miniature organs. There's a little accordion, an empty cereal box, an old sponge, a bag of sticks, a dusty computer, and a megaphone that yells marching songs. At the very bottom of the chest is an old boot. The old boot has torn laces and looks just like a dead armadillo. Inside the dead boot is a wormhole the stars crawl out of like magnets. The stars have arms and hearts, just like us, and come through the boot by gravity. They all come this way, but they're much too light for Earth, so as soon as they arrive, they're blown away. The wind shakes them out like salt into the sky, and others fall into the ocean. Newborn stars blink for their mothers in the dark. They know the face of their moon. She kisses their dimples and pours in love the same way we do, with no drops spilled, and for the same reason, too, because when the little black holes on the surface of our skin are touched, they open and pull us up deep into space where love doesn't wait. It jumps like a comet with good sound all over us, like a long accordion solo echoing in the deepest cave, or a record player skipping forever on the prettiest note of its song. And she conjures on. Our trip is mid-route now. She doesn't know I'm listening. Beauty is pronounced all the time, everywhere, even when no one is paying attention. Everyone is huddled into themselves like armadillo. The bus dead hums when she's not talking. The music she's spun unravels up the aisle and towards the exit. This is my stop. I've recorded her notes as reminders for the times I'm too heavy in my salt, when the parts of my stars forget to catch wind, when I'm guarded in the dark, searching light to pull in, focused so much on the end of my story that I forget how it begins.